Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, well, good evening, everyone, and even good afternoon. As you will notice, we are a little bit of a time difference here today. Sarah, welcome to the show. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and I want to explain, first of all, the reason of the time difference, because obviously, out in the USA, it's half hour late to me.
Yes.
And you're in the UK, we're half hour early.
Yes.
Isn't that strange?
You had me so confused.
You know, I got myself all confused earlier on, Sarah, and I thought, oh, what do I do? And I was running around the house all in a panic. The dog was chasing me, and he must have thought it was party time, because I was thinking, what do I do? How do I get over this? Because here in the UK, Sarah, we've already changed our clocks. Last night, we changed our clocks back an hour to the daylight saving time. And I know in the USA, you don't do that, not just yet, do you?
No, we used to, but I don't know. They got it in their head they were going to change the rules again. So here we are.
So here we are. And Sarah, it messes us up, doesn't it? Every single time that they decide to do something different.
They do. Ever since I was a little girl, they've always done it that way.
Well, they have no consideration for us, Sarah, in the UK and you in the USA. And you know, when we connect the two of us together, how inconsiderate of people, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't know we have a radio show. We're going to have to let the government know.
Well, that's what it is. We're going to have to put a protest up so that we all start at the same time.
I'm sure we have a lot more important things to protest, Mike, than that.
Well, I'm sure, Sarah, but let's start from the beginning. Isn't it? But
okay.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. As I said, you know, there is a little bit of a time difference, but it matters not. You know, the calls are coming in thick and fast, which is the way it's meant to be, isn't it? But Sarah, I want to first of all thank you for coming on to the show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because, you know, I always class you as my special guest, my special friend. Because, you know, it wasn't that long ago, Sarah, that we was with each other.
Right.
And I know some people are thinking, with each other? And what we mean by that, I was down at a wonderful store with you at the wonderful Expedito Enlightenment Center there in West Palm Beach. And I must say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you dearly for letting me be a part of your radio shows, your wonderful store, and wonderful way that we was able to communicate together and bring lots of messages from loved ones in the spirit world to those that came along and sat within the audiences or privately. So thank you, Sarah. It was such an honor to even be with you.
It was a great time. We had such a wonderful time, and you know, there was a lot of anticipation with your arrival, and for you and I having worked together for about a year on radio off and on, and then for you to finally come to the United States, it was really a wonderful thing.
You know, and I know that you know, we're already planning the next one.
Yes, we are. Silly us. We're just so ahead of ourselves.
We are. And Stacey, you know, she hasn't stopped going on, Dad, you got to take me. Dad, you got to take me. Sheila said, you got to take me, Dad.
Sorry, Mike.
All weekend, Sarah. That's all I've had. Sarah said, take me, Dad. So you never know. You never know what's around the corner, do we?
No, you don't know. You don't know. And you never, you know, you can always put it out there to the universe, just like you did.
Exactly.
And look what happened. You ended up arriving here in the U.S. of A. When you first put it out that you wanted to be the U.S. of A., you didn't even know me. I didn't know you. You put it out, and it took a while.
It did.
So, you know, it might take a while for Stacy, or she may luck out and be able to be here the next time you pop up.
Exactly.
That's up to the universe.
It's entirely up to the universe. And, You know, I'm so looking forward. And Sarah, what I'm thinking of, well, I'm not going to say live on air what all my thoughts are, but just some of them. When I come over to you, then I'll bring you over with me on the plane so I don't have to be on my own. How does that?
Yes.
That sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll come back with you. Yeah.
Or maybe even you came over here and I'll go back with you.
This is true. We're going to have to work out all those details so that we can really have the best road show ever.
You know, and that's exactly what it's going to be, Sarah. It's going to be the best ever. You know, I think that we've now met. We've now done some work together. We've had a wonderful time. Now I think it's time for us to get down with it and work to the best that we can. So, Sarah, again, I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. And, you know, I so look forward to next time. But this time, Sarah, I don't want the cold.
No, I know. That was a shame.
It was.
That was a shame.
Because when I got back here to the UK, that cold developed into tonsillitis and developed. I had to be on antibiotics. And the listeners have been listening to me sounding, oh, Bobby, on the radio. And it was horrendous.
I know. I felt really badly for you when you were here. I was just like, see, you're still coughing.
I'm still coughing.
And it was difficult because we had such a tight schedule for you when you came. There were so many people who wanted to sit with you.
Yeah.
And we had back-to-back events. You know, once we hit the ground running, there was no time for you to go, okay, I'm going to sleep. So it was a busy, busy time. And I know you had some people fly in from New Hampshire that wanted to meet you, and that was truly exciting.
Most
so you spent some of your spare time with them as well.
Yep.
So there really was no downtime.
No, there wasn't. You know, and I think to myself, I'm so glad that I wasn't that ill when I was over there. Just the sniffles, the coughs, to just get on with it. But
right.
as soon as I landed back in the UK, I was off working again. Even with the tonsillitis, I could barely mutter words out. And I had a demonstration, and this place was a sellout. And I thought to myself, I can't let these people down. I'm not going to let these people down. I'm going whether I'm ill or not. And I was thinking to myself, maybe I should not go. Maybe I should stay home. And I thought to myself, you know, Sarah, the spirit world is not going to stop because Mike Davis is ill, far from the word. And off I went and done this demonstration for 2 hours. And afterwards, I couldn't speak. I lost my voice about 20 hours afterwards. And I thought, you know, what matters is that I'd done my job the best I could. And, you know, it truly give the people there was they had some wonderful evidence. And do you know the best thing this era was?
What?
It was quite a local place. And I normally do start off, as you would have heard, has anybody ever seen me or heard of my work before? And this lady at the back put her hand up and she says, yes, Michael, I listen to the radio show all the time. And I know you've just got back from the USA with Sarah Spiritual.
Really?
How amazing is that?
That was pretty amazing.
So I think to myself, you know, the show is growing. So people are recognizing the name Sarah Spiritual here in the UK. So I know when you do come over, you know, we're going to have those words I love to say, a big party. I love a big party.
Oh, well, we gave you a big party when you were here, too. That's for sure. Oh, my goodness.
Most definitely. You know, and I think to myself, you know, what a terrific party that was, the Archangel Michael party. It was absolutely brilliant. And, you know, again, I want to applaud you for that because you've done a fantastic job. And, you know, if only I think to myself, if only I could do half as good a job as you, Sarah, I'd be on the right pathway.
Oh, that is a very kind words. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And our listeners, because, you know, Mike, I believe that many people listen to the show. They sit with you. They sit with me. They sit with other spiritual people. And, you know, we although we work at maintaining our vibration at a high level, and perhaps we may be a little more regimented or a little more conscious of governing our thoughts and our emotions, we still are subject to the same human issues. So when it was time for you to come, you know, of course I was anxious, I was excited, I was happy, I was, yay, he's coming and, you know, this is going to be great. But I have to admit, and I'm saying it on radio now, for all to hear across the world, that when we were going to do our joint readings for our gallery and for Sunday, I remember talking to actually my media person and one of my dear friends, and I'm like, I hope I can do this because I'm going to be with Mike Davies, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this and keep up with the Mike Davies.
You know, see, I don't mean to laugh, but I was saying to Gwyn, the guy that came up with you, I was saying, I can't believe I'm going to work with Sarah. And I was getting myself in such a state before we actually done it. And, you know, if we only knew that of each other, what we were saying about each other at the time, I think we would have been able to, like, throw in the towel and just go out for all. But we did, Sarah, didn't we? You know, I think that we done a fantastic joint gallery reading together.
Yes, we got rave reviews, and you know, so I want to share with the audience because, you know, they look for us, and they look for us to have these answers, and they look for us to be connected. And then as we do that and we connect, they don't realize that, you know, we sometimes have a little bit of human jitters as well, because we are here to do it the way Spirit wants us to do it. And the minute we disconnect from our, oh, you know, I hope I get it right, or I hope I hear a message, or I hope Mike and I work well together, those human insecurities that we've all been trained to have in one level or another in our life, then we disconnect from that emotion, and we just say, Spirit, take over. And the minute Spirit takes over, then we don't have anything to worry about.
Of course, definitely. And you know, and that's the one thing we need to do, is to leave the spirit world, take charge, leave them to what they do best, and that's by communicating with us. But, you know, I understand perfectly where you was coming from, because I was exactly the same, thinking, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to work with Sarah. And, you know, I started getting panicky, because I was thinking, my God, I know that the wonderful work that you do, and you know, I know that we've worked together on air lots of times, but when it's together, face-to-face, in front of an audience, you know, I thought our energies blended so well, Sid. I thought it was a wonderful, terrific evening, and the evidence just flew between us.
Yes, and what was wonderful, and we've got a lot of feedback, and we've gotten this feedback here in the States, and perhaps you've gotten it in the UK as well, is, you know, you have your area of expertise, and you connect so well with the loved ones on the other side. And here in the States, although I do that on a regular basis, you know, I spend a lot of time on a lot of the spiritual issues that a lot of the people are being faced with on a day-to-day life, because this is my full-time job. This is what I do all day long at the center.
Yeah.
So when I do that, I don't always, you know, have the pleasure of just connecting with loved ones on the other side or just giving psychic messages. Sometimes it's guidance. Sometimes people have hit their bottom, and I almost have to act as a counselor. So what really I felt transpired, especially in person, is that, you know, whatever the message came, then Spirit gave a complimentary message of something else that was going on in the person's life that kind of tied everything all together from your comments from Spirit and then my comments from Spirit. And it was such a great connection for the people. We got a fantastic review from those who participated in the gallery, the joint gallery, on how well we complemented each other, and we complemented the people with balanced messages that served all levels of their physical existence here. Comfort that there are those on the other side who are with us, and also the connection that Spirit is aware of what's going on in their life. And these are some things that are happening in their life. Even when Spirit called out that someone has a gypsy in her house, and it wasn't a physical gypsy, it was a spiritual gypsy. And for her, that was an earth-shattering moment that Spirit actually heard her saying the word gypsy throughout her house, which was for a personal reason. I think it was her passcode or something, which I'm thinking, okay, now that you've said it in front of the whole gallery, we really need you to never use that password again. But it was such an interesting blend that we really got such rave reviews, and I was really honored to do it, and to hear that you were as nervous as I was is really kind of cool.
Well, Sarah, as I said, even though that them nerves were there, and I'm sure the same as with yourself, Sarah, the minute that we started, all them nerves disappeared, and you know, it always does. You know, every time I communicate the Spirit, I'm always nervous, and you know, even on the radio show, always nervous. And then the minute I start to communicate, that's where it comes in, and all nerves disappear, and the Spirit just comes close, and I'm able to do what I love to do the best. But Sarah, yeah. I do want to ask you something, because since I've come back, I know that you know of one of the other hosts here on Mike Spirit FM called Nick Humphreys.
Yes, yes.
And
we've been friends on Facebook now for a while.
Okay. Well, me and Nick, we're not far off the same age. I'm a little younger than Nicky by about 4 years. And
yes.
And Nick, bless his heart, he is a wonderful guy. He really is. But for some reason, I was in his show, and I went on his show, and there was a bit of a debate that went on who's got the sexiest laugh between me and Nick.
Oh, no.
And, you know, and it's up to 3-all on votes. Now, as my guest...
oh, God.
You know what I'm going to ask you, Sarah, don't you?
No, Spirit disconnected for me. I have no clue.
Okay, so let me... I need more votes, Sarah. I need to plug this. I do. I need the votes because, you know, I suppose the fortunate thing that goes in my favor here, because obviously, as you know, the Mike Spirit FM network is going on the road. We're doing a live road show in February.
Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to someone else who's going to be doing that road show with you just today. She and I were chatting on Facebook.
Wonderful. Okay. So that's obviously she. That's either Jeanette or Sarah.
Jeanette.
Okay, well, me and Jeanette are organizing this road show, so I'm really looking forward to it. But we've decided, me and Nick has decided to take this little debate that we have, who has the sexiest laugh, to the live road show. And as I said, the fortunate thing that goes in my favor, I promised last week that all those that vote for me and that is there on the road show, I will give them a big hug and a big kiss to say thank you for votes. So Nick can't do that because he's married, and I'm not. So I've got a little bit of an upper hand here. So say that I need you to cast your votes. And the simple way of casting your votes, it's either via Facebook on our pages or it's in our chat rooms. So I think I need to win that. I need to, you know, put my foot down here. So
I've never spoken to Nick. So how can I vote if I've never had the pleasure of speaking with him?
Well, the thing is, see, Sarah, you've had the...
Oh, wait a minute. Are you asking me to stack the deck without really...
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, without speaking to Nick, then you have to vote for me, don't you?
You know, I don't know. I think that's not politically correct.
Okay, well, Nick is on Tuesdays. Okay, his show goes live at 9 p.m. UK time, which is normally 4, but now we put our clocks back. It would be 3 p.m. for you.
Right.
So tune in on Tuesday, listen to Nick. I'll go in and make him laugh, which is quite easy to make him laugh. He just got boo or something like that, and he just bursts out laughing. So then you can cast your votes here. How does that grab you?
Sure, because I'm not going to be dishonest about this now.
Okay, and please do not, because, you know, I'm over the cold, so I know I can laugh properly. See, the last 2 weeks, he has had that upper hand because he's been able to laugh better than me because of this cold I've had. So my voice has been sounding horrific, in my opinion, and he's been kind of loving it because he's had the upper hand. But now I'm back, and I'm able to laugh properly. Isn't that good?
It is wonderful. It's wonderful.
Okay, well, let's move on with the show, because otherwise we'll get caught up with all this silliness of who's got a sexist laugh, because it is silly. Because I know I have, and I'm going to win, hands down, anyway.
Okay.
Let's move on with the show. Sarah, I've got some lovely music lined up.
And wonderful.
One of these songs, we've already shared the song with you, but I found a different version of the song, which I like. So I'm going to play this song, and I hope you enjoy it, Sarah. So let me press
okay.
It, see where we go.
Yes, wonderful.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love. Some say I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's a heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's a dream afraid of waking that never takes a chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And the soul afraid of dying,
I gotta say is I'm glad I've got a mute button there, because otherwise that would have sounded absolutely horrific.
Oh, you know, I used to sing that song. I used to sing that song all the time.
You know, it was just the other day, all weekend, all I've been doing is singing that song, The Rose. Obviously, you know, there's a few people that have sang that song. You know, there's I can't
Bette, think of them. Bette Midler. Bette Midler, yeah, she did a fantastic job of that song way back when. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Leanne Rimes has sung it. Leanne Rimes have done an absolutely amazing job at singing that song. And I hope that song will continue to be sung and sung and sung, because it's a song that, you know, I enjoy it. I like it. So, Sarah, shall we get on with today's show? Because I'm looking in the chat room and there's take callers, please, take callers.
Yes.
I think when I said take callers, shall we do that?
We should do that, because I had some people on Facebook message me and they said, what's the call-in number? So let's go and give the call-in number. Can you give a call-in number, Mike, so that people know where to call in?
I most certainly can. The numbers you need to call in on, if you are in the USA, the number is 760-283-4611. And if you're outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And as we are live in Blog Talk Radio, and we're live in Spreaker, we're live in quite a few other stations as well. But if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, or if you need the link to Blog Talk Radio, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That's where you will find our chat room, and that's where you will find the Skype button. You can press the Skype button, and that way it'll be free for you to call in, never mind where you are in the world. And, you know, welcome to all our new listeners, all our old listeners. Saying old, I don't think people are old, Sarah. What I mean is people have been following the show for such a long time.
They're family. They're our family.
They are my family, and this is what this network is all about. We are all family. Even though that me and Nick got this debate on, we still like brothers. And that's the wonderful thing. So, you know, I welcome you all. Please come over, call in. And we'll do our very best to bring as many on as we can. So without any further ado, Desiree. Hi, Desiree. Are you there with us?
Hi. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm doing a lot better. Thank you very much, Desiree. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From New Jersey.
Wonderful.
Ooh.
New Jersey, wonderful. Okay, what was the reason that you called in for there, Desiree?
I would like to connect with my mother who has passed.
Okay, now not always we can bring the ones that we want to come through, okay? We can't guarantee that your mum will come, but I know that me and Sarah will do our very best to build the communication up here to bring as much evidence as we possibly can there from the spirit world.
Okay.
So, Sarah, do you want to start off here?
Actually, Mike, why don't you connect over to the other side? Because I'm getting a message for her on something else other than someone who has crossed over.
Okay, perfect. Because okay, Desiree. Now I know I do have a lady here that wants to connect with me. Okay, and I know that this lady ties quite closely with you. I know that she makes me aware that that she become her hands and actually all her body becomes swollen before she passes on to the spirit world. I believe that she would have swollen up before she passes there.
Yes.
Because I know that she just presses up on my skin here to say, why am I so big? And I believe it's because she was swollen towards the end of her life, bless her. I know that she makes me aware that there's hospitals around this lady. I know that she either passed in the hospital. Yes. Okay, darling. She says, yes, I was in the hospital. I know that she comes through with a great deal of love. A great deal of comfort there she wants to bring you. Now, I do believe this is your mum. Is that right?
Yes, that's definitely my mum.
Bless her heart, because I know that she's come through at the moment to be with you, because she says to you that she needs to be with you at this moment, because I know that there's so many things going on in your life. You feel as if you're stuck in the middle of things, and you feel, if only mum was with me, she would know which way I need to go. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Because your mum is trying to give you the guidance. She's trying to give you the push in the right direction to take you where you need to be there at the moment. Now, I know as well as your mum comes here, she just makes me aware. I want to be in floods of tears here with you and with your mum. So would I be right in saying to you that you've been shedding a few tears of late? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, it's a good job that we're on radio and you can't see me because I am filling up. And I got to be careful because I'll go with it at the minute because I know that's where you've been. You've been shedding these tears, and I know that you've been upset, you've been hurt. And she talks to me, it's because of the things that's gone on in your life. She also wants me to sing to you, and I can't do it. You know, when me and Sarah met, and when I was over with Sarah, bless her heart, she was singing for me. but I want to sing happy birthday to you. Is there a birthday that's coming up at the moment? Do you understand this?
It was September 25th. But I had a birthday.
Okay, because she wants me to sing happy birthday to you. So, you know, isn't that a wonderful way that your mum proves to you that she's around your vibration? And I know as your mum connects, she has so much love there for you. And she says to me, make sure you tell her, I have not left. I've always been by her side since the moment I passed. And she wants me to thank you for the things that you've done for her since she has passed, because I'm being told that you sorted everything out. You dealt with a lot of it, and you're still dealing with it, even to today, that things are going on with dealing with mum's, let's say, affairs. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that's what she brings through here for me, okay? And she says to me about that there's conditions to do with, like, hospitals or something now in your life. Do you understand that there's, like, who's the one that's going back and forth, the doctors or the hospital at the moment?
Me.
And I know, see, that's where Sarah needs to come in, Sarah, isn't it? That's where you were getting your communication from, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And you know, the spirit was very overpowering to show me that things are out of sorts with you, Desiree, and that you're out of balance. Your body's out of balance, your life is out of balance, your emotions are out of balance, and you really just want someone to hold your hands. You're really trying to get yourself to feel grounded. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, I haven't been
all right.
Feeling well.
And I feel like you're getting a bit of, they're talking the runaround, like I don't feel like you're getting all of your answers. So things are not in order with the answers that the doctors are giving you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I have to go for tests, you know.
Okay.
I have a bad heart, so, and I'm a diabetic,
mm-hmm.
so mainly, to be honest, all the things that my mother died from, I now have.
Okay. Well, you don't have to own that. You need to understand that was her path. That does not have to be your path. And you do not own this energy of illness, because, you know, we speak into existence. We think into existence things that we have the power to control spiritually, never mind just with our thought process and our tongue. Spiritually, energetically, we can heal our body. The body is designed to heal itself. Desiree, is there an official document or legal paper? Spirit was showing me a legal paper. Is there some contract or a lot of papers you've been filling out lately? What are those papers?
Yes. It's with the bank. I'm going through a permanent modification, but it's been so long and they tried to foreclose and I fought them. It's just back and forth. So I'm waiting for the final papers, hopefully.
Well, I as you said that, you know, and I felt the emotion associated with it. What I can tell you is that I got such a chill, and your mother came through. She left Mike in the UK, and she came over to me. And, you know, your mom had this strength about her.
Yes.
And you need to remember who you are. And you are a fighter. And I got this sense of comfort, and I got this chill of her presence, that her energy was around, and that it's going to be okay. You need to stick to your guns. You need to keep doing your paperwork. And when they send back something, you need to send it again, because I feel there'll be an exchange of some more paperwork. And that's not a bad thing. The longer they take, the better it is. And just focus on your health. Do not allow this to stress you out, as they say. And just stay solid in your faith that everything will be perfect, because I believe it'll be divinely perfect. And just be grateful. Be grateful that you are going to be fine, because you need to claim that. Okay?
Do you see where my illness is? Because do you feel anything on that end? Because I'm not sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the things they're showing me is that I actually feel pains. You know, Mike picked it up on your mom, but I'm actually feeling a lot of pains in my joints, and I'm feeling some swelling in your legs. I'm feeling circulatory problems into the legs. I'm not a doctor, neither is Mike,
yes.
But you know, I'm just feeling this pain that goes down the legs sometimes, that the legs don't feel as sturdy as they should, and it seems very circulatory is what Spirit is telling me. So it's just your flow is not right. So you really need to work on whatever the doctor tells you to do. Physically,
yeah,
and then you need to
have,
work.
I do have PAD, so I'm supposed to be going back to the doctors in November for that. But do you see anything in my stomach? Because I'm confused if it's my stomach or my heart that's making me sick lately.
Okay, because you're feeling a pressure that's moving up into the base of your throat, is that correct?
Yes, and to the pit of my stomach. And
okay.
Yeah.
The energy is gray there, but I'm not getting a clarification, whether it's the heart. I'm not getting a clarification on that. So let them do their tests. It's always best to let them explore
right. What
they need to find. You know, I'm familiar with it. Very often they'll put a scope and they'll check the stomach. But I really feel some of it is dietary rather than something that's actually, again, I'm not a doctor. But the way
right. Spirit
is showing it to me in the stomach area, it's really more dietary. I don't feel that you've really been catering to your health needs. I feel cheating. Okay.
I never do. That's probably why I'm so sick.
Okay. So you're cheating from your what's strict for you, what you need to be following to the letter, and it starts to manifest in different areas of the body. You still have your gallbladder?
Yes, but I do have gallstones, but I was thinking it might be my gallbladder, too.
Yeah, that's where they're taking me. So, I mean, again, we're not doctors. We're not here to diagnose. But pay attention to the gallbladder. Pay attention to what you eat. Pay attention when the stomach bothers you. And let the doctors do their part, and let Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, grant you the healing energy that you need. And if you take a breath with me right now, I'm going to just send some of that energy.
Okay.
Before we end, okay? Just take a breath. And I'm going to call upon Archangel Raphael and all of his host of healing angels. And we're going to send the energy to you now. And take a breath and receive the healing energy of the angels. And we're going to ask that they continue to work with you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
I feel such a nice, calm energy around you now. They just kind of took you down a notch.
Yes, they did. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. I just felt this whoosh over you. So everything's going to be wonderful.
You just
focus on divine perfection, divine health, and divine healing, and everything will be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you both, and you have a wonderful day. What's left
thank
of
you.
It anyway. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Therese, thank you very much for calling, and remember to retrieve a copy of your reading. Simply go over to Mike Spirit FM and download it within the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, wonderful, Sarah. Let's go back to the next caller, because I know the chat room is going a little bit nuts here today, and I'm not sure what to make of our chat room. It's all it says is calls.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe that I need to keep my eye there. And to all those in the chat room, we are doing our very best, and we will get through as many as we can. Okay, so please be patient with us. I know that we have James here. Hi, James, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, James. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Las Vegas.
From Las Vegas, absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, James?
Just kind of a general, maybe some guidance or to connect with anyone who might have some words of wisdom towards financial love or general guidance, whatever's coming through the strongest to...
Okay. Sarah, do you want to start with this one?
Certainly. What is your birthday?
11-20-78.
Okay. There's an opportunity for you to make a change in your career. It seems as if there's been some stagnation around you, like you should have an opportunity to change yourself, and it's almost like you've held back. Are you looking to do something else, but you're not quite sure why or when or what the best timing is? Because it's as if you hold yourself back on some level. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is there a business or something you want to put together? Because I'm getting this sense of something that's a little bit more, they go, your baby, something that you want to do, something that's going to bring you joy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. They tell me the past 2 years have been financially spotty, and you've been up and down. You've been up and down in your financial forecast. Next year, they tell me June is the marker in time where you're going to turn the corner. You're going to turn the corner, and you're going to start to feel like you have something to show, because things have been very tiresome and tedious. It's as if you do the same thing day after day, and you don't feel at this juncture of your life that you have what you'd like to have to show for yourself, to have accomplished. And then you're going to have this opportunity to make this career change that is going to can push you in the direction that's going to have you working for yourself, or something where you report more for yourself, more independent contractor or your own business, and that's going to be coming together, coming into June. A spirit says there will be some kind of monies that are going to come to you. It's almost like there's an idea that you tossed around, don't know if you mentioned it to a friend or someone in the family. It's really more someone that you talked about it. And they're saying that, Spirit is saying that there's something coming for you that's going to help you pull it all together, because that's part of the hesitancy. How am I going to make this transition? So pay attention to the people who are there to help you, because you will have some assistance to get yourself moving forward. June of 2013 is a turning point for your finances, and by your next birthday, because I happy birthday is coming in a few days for you in next month, but Spirit says for your next birthday, you're going to be in a totally different place financially, and you also may have the opportunity to move, to change where you're currently living as well. Does that make sense to you? Are you looking to move or change there?
Yes, eventually I'm trying to get more into the healing arts.
Okay. And what? Yeah. Where do you live? Where do you live?
Las Vegas right now.
Las Vegas. Okay. I'm not sure you're going to stay in Las Vegas. I really feel you're going to move You're going to move, and you may actually leave that state. You're going to leave that state. But this change is going to come for you, and it's going to be a good opportunity for you. And you've worked with modalities of healing already? Have you done that?
Yes, some. And I have a few just ideas for inventions and things like that. And so entrepreneurship has always interested me.
Yes, it's going to be very beneficial for you, and the people you need to take those ideas to the next level are going to put them in front of you, and they're going to give you the opportunity to move yourself to the next level of your divine destiny, really, because you're stepping into who you are at this juncture in your life. I hope I've been of help to you.
Yeah, that's great help. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, James, you know, I do have someone here with me that wants to make a connection there with you, James. And this would be of a gentleman that comes close here to me that I believe that would link to your dad's side of your family. And I believe that when this gentleman was here with us, that he makes me aware that he passed very quickly with a heart problem, that because he makes me aware it's the heart that he would have suffered with. And I believe it was the heart that took him home to the spirit world. And as I said, it would have been very quickly when he passed. Now, I don't think he's your dad. I think I'm going back maybe a generation to your granddad. So do you understand your granddad in the spirit world for me there, James?
Yes.
And he would have passed with a heart attack, is that right?
Well, I think it was something related to the heart. He was older. Yeah.
Because I know that's where he settled his vibration. Now, I know that he's a man, or that he was a man when he was in this life of honesty. He was a man that wasn't shy in expressing his views. If he had something to tell you, he would say it to you no matter what. I know that this is the way that he comes through. And I do believe that, James, I need to say to you that there's things in your mind that you need to get off your chest. I believe it's something to do with, like, whether it's like work-related, that you feel as if you're backed into some kind of corner at the moment. So would you understand why he makes me feel like that at the moment, that you're like backed into a corner?
Yeah, I've had like a really like hard life with, I went through addictions and stuff in the past like 2 years. You know, I've been clean for almost 3 years now, and I've just been trying to get my life back on track. And
okay, perfect. Because he says to me that you feel as if you've been backed into a corner. So if it is that you've gone through all that in your life, and bless you, you know that you pulled your life together, which is perfect, because I know that's exactly what this man wants me to say to you, that it's like time have turned around. And as it's turned around, that it's like as if things now, you know, there's a great song, and I wish I put it in the playlist. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. Okay,
I can see clearly now the rain has gone. There you go.
Do you know that one, James?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the song that Sarah, bless her heart. You know, I love working with Sarah because she can sing and I can't. See, that's what I want to sing to you. That's the song that I feel that ties with you, that emanates there with you, because it is now all the rain has gone. You can see clear. You've got a clear picture. You've got a clear view in your mind of where you want to be, where you want to go. Your granddad will walk this life with you every step of the way. Never forget his energy. Never forget the energy of the spirit world, because I know that's exactly what they want there for you. Does that help you a little bit there, James?
Yes, it really does. That's pretty much what I want to do with my life, is continue down the road to even more clarity and to help as many people as I can. And that's why I call you. And I really respect and appreciate what you guys do in this world, because it's very important to have some clarity amidst all the chaos, you know.
Well, thank you very much, James. And you know, please, you know, always come back and listen to the show and call in again. But, you know, to have a copy of that reading that you've just received there with myself and with the wonderful Sarah, simply just go to Mike Spirit FM. And where you will be able to find the archives of the show and download it. And I'll say thank you very much, James, for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Yes.
Okay, I do believe that we want to go to Eileen. Hi, Eileen, are you there with us?
Hi, you two. You two are great. I love your energy.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, Eileen, if you was only there with us when we were together, then you would have really seen the energy flowing between us.
I do. I see it now, so I can witness all of it.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Eileen?
I'm calling from Florida. Hi,
oh.
Sarah.
Good.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. So I know, Eileen, that you wanted to speak to Sarah. Is that right? Yeah?
Well, yeah. I never heard her before. I never heard you. Well, actually, I heard you and your brother getting on one afternoon when I was traveling somewhere. And you were having a jolly old time, the two of you. But
with
I
me
didn't
and
hear any of your show. I just heard you talking back and forth.
But Eileen, who did you vote for, me or Nick?
I voted for you. It's your show. Oh, if it was his show, I'd vote for him.
Way to go, Eileen. Good for you.
Yeah.
Eileen, you're my favorite person in the world right now.
Thank you.
See, Sarah wouldn't even give him that.
Okay, Sarah, I'm going to start with Eileen because I know Eileen did call up to speak to you.
Well, welcome, Eileen. Where in Florida are you?
I'm down in Miami. I'm in a wonderful village here. I've been here a long, long, long time, over 36 years.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We're over here in West Palm Beach at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. So maybe one day you can come take a tour up here. We do quite a lot here.
I was looking at your website. I saw.
Wonderful. All right, Eileen, what is your birth month and day, please? Let's see what we get from Spirit.
June 28th.
Okay. Well, Eileen, Spirit talks to me about your spirituality and your work and your transition into your spiritual being. They talk to me about a shift that was really powerful for you. They take me back, 7 years, 2005, really seemed to really hit you hard that there was a spiritual energy inside of you because you've been working on your personal spirituality for quite a while. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, some about 12.
Okay. But the past 7 years, there has been a lot of energy culminating within you. Spirit talks about messages coming to you. They talk about almost healing modalities. Have you worked with some of the healing modalities? Because Archangel Raphael and Michael are very strong around you. Do you work with them?
Well, I also work with Jesus. I mean, I do. I'm a painter, but my hands do many things. I do massage on people. I collect crystals. My words change people's lives. And I also work in the garden, and I do a lot of things.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Spirit talks about this energy coming together and really culminating, coming into next year. They're talking about February. February is going to be an important time for you because I almost feel like there's going to be a presentation or an introduction. You're going to be with some people, and some of what you've been working on is just going to all come together. Because there seems to be something unique about what you do, it's particularly with the muses and the art that you do. It's almost like there's messages in the work that you do that provide healing, the visual color healings. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
I get that all the time from clients.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we would love to have you come do something here at the center, let me say, because the colors, the energy, and, you know, we host here the Violet Flame of Saint Germain.
Yes,
and the Violet Flame of Transformation. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like,
it's amazing.
I know all this.
You know all that stuff because you live it. And that's really what pulled you here to call, is that this vibration, this violet flame vibration of transformation, this resolution of karma, this assistance to mankind that you are providing.
Yes.
They take me back in the times of the, it's so interesting because they're taking me back to Greek times, they're taking me back to lost times. They're taking back to the hidden cities, and that you walk the earth on this time. And at that time, you were a master healer, master teacher, and you have been reincarnated to be in tune and in touch with some of that now. And you have really blossomed. And they keep going back to 2005. They say there were a lot of changes for you in 2005, and it really pushed you to really step into who you are. And you're going to continue to help and heal people. I also see another gift. It's a gift. It's a gift from God being given to you from actually the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is bringing you a gift, some unique energy that's going to transform you and other people. So you just be still and continue to do the work that you're doing, because Spirit applauds you. And they also tell me you've been obedient. We know you can be a little resistant sometimes, and sometimes you are too much in your head, but when you are being pushed by Spirit, you are very obedient, and they're very pleased with that. If I can pass on that approval, that energy that they give me, I'm passing it on to you. Just keep doing what you're doing. Continue to be obedient to the Word, because yes, many good things are going to happen. The light of God never fails, and you live it every day, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Before I go into my part there with Eileen, why don't you give Eileen all the details of how she can be a part of the Expedito Enlightenment Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
I will. The Expedito Enlightenment Center, also known as Botanica San Expedito, is at 4047 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Here we host not only day-to-day activities of people who need spiritual items, from incense to spiritual cleansings to baths to herbs and crystals, but we also host classes and lectures to empower people. And we're always teaching, always working. Actually, next Friday, this coming Friday, we have my dear friend Cheryl Glover, who's going to be in town, and she's going to be doing a hands-on healing energy class, which would be lovely for you to take. It's Friday night at 7:30, and the cost is only $20. And to reach the Expedito Enlightenment Center, one can always call 561-682-0955 and get more details, or visit Sarah Spiritual on the web or Expedito Enlightenment Center on the web. And
I'm
going to
contact
you
and
ideas.
I'll talk to you on the side.
Wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
So we can go into this a little bit further.
Yes, wonderful. It's very unique, Mike, when you get to feel the energy of someone who is really another energy worker.
Yeah.
And the resonation of the spirit kind of comes, all the spirits kind of come together. I felt like all of the energies kind of come, all the spirit guides line up, the same spirit guides that kind of brought you here. We had your spirit guides, my spirit guides, and Eileen's spirit guides, and they all kind of line up, like, you know, there's an energy, because everything's flowing around us right now, at least here in the States. I don't know what you feel in the UK.
There's the party, Sarah.
It's a party.
Well,
yes,
can I ask you something regarding my husband? I wanted to know if he's going to go along this path with me, because he's got very powerful energy too, but he's a different kind of sort. I mean, he doesn't get me a lot, but he loves me, but he doesn't get me a lot. And I was told many times that there's somebody else coming up for me that's really my equal. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Eileen, you know, everyone is in our life for a reason. And,
well, that,
you know,
I know.
And so he's too cerebral, he's too analytical, he's too show me, too factual. So for him, some of this is a little bit, he doesn't quite vibrate at the same level. But, you know, he has a nice balance for you. So whether someone else comes, that's a free will choice for you.
Okay. All right, because he lives in another state right now. So the truth is that he appreciates who I am, and we've been together over 2 decades. And he would never, never get in my way. And I think 5-7 years ago, that's when Hurricane Wilma came through, remember? And that's when I realized that I'm no longer being in charge of this situation. I'm going to do what God brought me here to do, and this is where I have to take it. So I've let go of attachment to the whole material plane, and are following that inner passion that I have to serve, you know, to do all the lessons, bring it to light, bring the awareness to people, to bring them to the positivity that's within themselves, the wholeness that's within themselves, to the creation that's within themselves. Because I'm listening to people call the radio shows, and I see all the time what comes out of people's mouths, and I know, oh, I wish I could just say something to them. And anyway, that's just where I'm coming from.
Wonderful.
Eileen, please do add me on Facebook as well, and Sarah. Okay, now it's
okay.
Sarah Spiritual on Facebook,
yep.
And me, it's Mike Davis Medium. And, you know, I'm sure that as time develops, things will develop there for the three of us. Who knows? But,
okay.
Eileen, I can't leave you go just yet because I've got somebody here that's nagging me to work with you. And, you know, that's the way me and Sarah works. We kind of bounce off each other, which is wonderful.
I really appreciate it, Mike.
That's okay because I got this lady this poking me because I was gonna say no, come on, let's move on to the next caller, and this lady's poking me, no you don't, okay, and that's how she's
okay.
going to me because she doesn't want me to leave without talking to you, and I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family because I know that's where she comes within my mum's side here. I believe that this lady makes her way now. See, when I work, they work with like key things that I understand, and I know that she makes her way of my stomach. Now, whenever the spirit world gives me like stomach things, I know it's like cancer. I'm not saying this in her stomach mind, but that's how I feel it, so I know how I recognize it. So I know I've got a lady here in the spirit world that would have passed from like a cancer kind of condition. She makes me aware to say to you that it wasn't recognized until later on. It developed, it progressed before it was recognized, and you know, there wasn't enough time to sort things out for her until she passed. Now, as I said, she links to your mum's side. I know that she's a very nice. I gotta be careful what I'm saying because Cyril, I'm taking a little bit, but she's very pretty in the way that she looks. I believe that she always took pride in herself, particularly before she became ill. She always liked to look her best. If she ever went anywhere, she'd always like to. She's a very authoritative kind of a person in the way that she comes through, because it's like, you know, I set myself an example. And now, as I said, I believe she's in your mum's side. I believe she's your grandmother there, Eileen. Do you understand of her?
It was my mother's mother?
Yes.
It was Bessie?
Okay. Okay, so does that fit with Bessie's description?
But I was only like 5 years old. She died when I was about five. I don't really know Bessie.
Ah, bless. Okay, well, I know that's where she is because that's where she tells me, okay? But as I said, she pokes me in enough to say, don't you dare go without telling her about me. Know that your grandmother is very close around you. Know that she brings so much energy there with you. Now, I know, see, one of my guides that works with me is my granddad, okay? And it was only yesterday my cousin was here and he said to me, does Bamp really work with you? I went, yes, he does. He's with me all the time. And he said to me, that's such a wonderful thing to have Bamp working with you. And I believe that this lady connects with you because I know that you work on a healing vibration as well. I know that you love to send thoughts out to people. You love to bring upliftment to people. And I believe that's where she comes in, is to work on that healing vibration there with you, Eileen.
Right.
You will continue to do that. And I know that you felt that you have this lady with you, or you have someone that takes all of those thoughts and emanates them out throughout the world to bring healing and upliftment to everyone, okay? So know that your grandmother, there's a host of them that's coming in now. I will be here all night, and I'm not going to do that because I know I've got loads of callers on that I need to
sure.
get. But I know that see, you know, the only thing I can keep saying to you is the spirit is so close to you, Eileen. It's almost as if I feel as if you're on the verge of something new, something, a new beginning, a new start.
I know. I feel it too.
Good, because I feel so excited with this. You know, the only other excitement I can describe is, you know, when I knew I was going over to meet Sarah, I was going over to Florida, flying from the UK. I got to the airport. That's when the excitement set in more than what I already was. And I thought, my God, you can't get any more excited than what I am, maybe a few weeks building up to it. But when I got to the airport, that excitement, it was like a child, you know, at Christmas. And that's the feeling I have with you right now, there, Eileen. And I believe that, you know, you feel this and you're ready. It's going to explode. Whatever is coming, okay?
Okay.
But it's a positive. And I feel I need to say to you, use it in a positive way, because I know that the work that you're able to do, it's doing good. Okay.
Thank you.
Bless you, Eileen. Know that
bless you both.
No, thank you.
And I hope
you.
To meet you both in person sometime.
Well, you know, that is very much on the cards. And, you know, if you are only in Miami, I know that you're not too far away there from Sarah. And, you know, I can honestly say, because I've met Sarah and worked with Sarah, she's a wonderful energy. And I hope that you do get together very soon. But
okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Eileen.
I thank you very much for taking me, you guys. I'll keep listening.
No problem. No problem.
Thank you.
Well,
good afternoon.
Run over to Mike's World FM and download a copy
of
your phone. And I'll say thank you very much.
All right. I'll put you there. I'll send you a message, Mike.
No problem at all. Thank you, Eileen.
Bye.
I know. Bye. Okay, Sheila, let's go over to Jill. Hi, Jill. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jill. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Mission Viejo, California.
From California. Absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I need to speak to my... I need to hear from my husband. I need something.
Okay, bless you. Okay, Jill. Sheila, do you mind if I start with this one?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
You know, as you're saying that, I can hear your the sadness in your voice there, okay? let me just get there, okay? They're not always ones that we want to come through, and I must say this will come through, okay? But I will do my very best to allow whoever you want to come through, okay? And you know, I do have someone here that sits in a chair, okay? And I believe that I'm slouching into my chair at the moment. And I believe the latter part of my life, I believe I was confined. I believe I was restricted before I passed on to the spirit world. I do believe that this will be something that's very close to you. This is a gentleman that I want to link you with. A gentleman that would have loved his quality of life. A gentleman that would have loved his own creature comforts in his life. A gentleman that I want to say that vocally, he was always the one who would say what he needed to say. If it was offensive, I don't care because it needed to be said. Do you understand of a gentleman like this there for me, Jill, in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be your husband, yeah?
Yes.
Bless him, okay, because he says, just tell I'm a husband, okay? So I know that he comes forward, and you know, it's like answering all of our prayers that he's come here today, isn't he? Because I know that that's something that you've been, because he says to me, you've been asking, you've been waiting for me to come for such a long time. And Jill, would I be right in saying that you've called up, maybe not to this show, but to many other shows, waiting for your husband to come through? Because he says to me, you've been waiting such a long time for me to come here. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I have. And I have tried to call you before.
Bless. Okay. Well, you know, Jill, I can only apologize. You know, I know it's a very busy show, but, you know, I'm so glad that you're on now, and I'm so glad that your husband has come here to make this connection with you. He says to me that, you know, those tears that you have right now, they are sadness, tears of sadness. So I know that there's some sadness in your life that you feel only your husband will be able to overcome or help with it, this condition. Is that right? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because he says to me, I'd keep him. See, I want to start shouting. And I do apologize, okay? But, you know, this is the way he wants me to talk to you. I'd sort them all out. I would put them all in line. I'd make sure that they'd done what they needed to do. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And he wants to bang my hand up on my desk. I'm not going to do it because I'll hurt my hand and I've got to go to work in the morning. But I know I want to bang my hand up on this desk, and you will listen to me. And he says to me of when he passed, it was, you know, it was like, everything else passed with him, okay? And he makes a way that, like, when he was with us, he made everyone stick together and everybody would stand tall and proud together. And he says to me, when I passed, that was lost. Do you understand of that, the joke?
Yes.
Okay. And he says to me, it hasn't been the same. You've tried your best, and bless your heart, you've tried your best to try and keep that that pushing people in the right direction. But, you know, since he's gone, it hasn't been the same. And if I say to you that you find that now the tables have turned in such a way that you feel as if you've been used as a doormat, do you understand of this?
Yes. Yeah, a little.
Okay, see, because he says he's not happy with the way that you're feeling, because he says to me that he loved you dearly and his aim in life was to make you happy, okay? He says to me, okay, Jill, I really don't want to upset you, okay? But I know I have to.
He's going to upset me any more than I already am.
Okay. He says to me that he loves you dearly and his whole reason in life for living was to make you happy. Do you understand that that's the way he was in this life?
Exactly. That's how he was.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I know that's what he's come to say to me. Now, he says to me that you have found what you're looking for. Jill, what is it that you have found? You've been searching for something in the home that you found that would belong to him or would remind you of him, because he says to me, you've now got it. Okay, do you understand of that?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do.
Okay, and that's something that you would hold in your hand. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
birthday. And he says to me, you've now got it. And now that you have that, and you hold on to it every single day, and your thoughts are always there with him, and he says to me, I'm never going to let... why does he say, I'm never going to let you down again? Why does he use the word again?
I don't know. Maybe because he's gone, and okay. That would let me down.
Okay. Now, let's talk to you about his funeral, and about the time that we said goodbye, okay? Now,
yeah.
What I'm right in saying to you that he, you know, even though that he had this odd exterior, inside of him, he loved a good joke, and he loved a good laugh.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, he did.
Now, he says to me at the funeral, there's something that happened that made us all laugh. Do you understand of that?
Well, he never had I never was able to give him a funeral.
Why did he say to me about the passing when we said goodbyes, when we said our goodbyes, something made you laugh?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, please don't be sorry. I'll sort it out because he's telling, and you know, he's saying it to me, and I've always said to Jill, I'm either you're in this or I need to book myself an appointment, okay? And you know, and I'll be honest, as the day it comes, and I always have been and always will be, he says to me that something made you laugh at when we said our goodbyes, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that something that you're holding, you're placing it next to something that would that remind you of him, or whether it be like is remains, or whether it would be something like a photograph of his, or that you're placing it next to something that ties your mind to him. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm looking at them both right now. They're right next to me.
Okay, perfect.
Photo and his ashes.
Ah, see, that's what I want, his ashes. Now, when his ashes, when you had his ashes back, okay, would I be right in saying to you that something made you laugh? Something happened?
Yes. Yes, now I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Thank you. Because he says to me, see, but if they ever give me ashes, I think, well, obviously it's a funeral, okay? So that's my mind, not his. But I know that he says it to me. I know it's for a reason. So with his, you've got this thing next to his ashes, and he says to me that every single time you look at it, your thoughts are with him, okay? And he wants me to say that he's never going to let you down. He's never going to let you down. And as I said, the words again, and I believe that's because he is there in front of you in that form, not in this physical life, okay? Now, I know I want to say to you that he's... Is there two boys in your life? Why did he talk to me about the two boys?
Two boys?
Yes. Why did he talk to me about the two boys?
Maybe it could be my great-nephews, my two little great-nephews.
Okay. Let's look about your two nephews, your two great-nephews. Now, I don't know how they tie to you, know, which way of the family. My brain doesn't engage when I'm working with the spirit world. So your two great-nephews, that would be either your, like your brother's or your sister's children, yeah?
Children. Yes, it was my sister's grandchildren.
Okay, let's look at your sister in a minute, okay? Because I know I need to tie these two boys with you, with the ones that links with you. So let's look to your sister.
Okay.
What's the problem with your sister at the moment?
She's going through a lot. Her daughter just had a double mastectomy, and now her husband has been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh, bless her heart, and bless yours. Because I know that, see, this is the way they work with me. They want me to tie the things that they tell me with the things that's right in your life. So your sister's going through so much trauma in her life at the moment. Your husband wants to send love to your sister because I know that he's there, he's supporting her, and I believe that's something he always done. It doesn't matter whether she's your sister, whether she's your mother, your auntie, you are all his family, okay? When you two brought your vows together, he took on everyone else as their family, and you know, this man is a man that probably some of us could take after, and maybe because he says to me, about his morals in life was when he got together with you, not only you, but he got together with the whole family because that's what we are. We are family, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, Jill, if I said to you the words of united we stand, divided we fall, you'll understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
He wants to support your sisters just as much as he wants to support you. But know that he has so much love there for you. That's never gone. It's never faded. It's always going to be there. Jill, know that he's going to be there to support you for the rest of your life there. I'm going to hand you over to Sarah, and I'll say thank you for allowing me to have that privilege to connect.
Thank you so much.
Partner, thank you.
Okay. When you first called in, Spirit was taking me to the stomach. Is there a problem with your stomach or someone around you? Because there's this discomfort in the stomach area. Have you been having problems with your stomach, Jill?
Yeah, just most of the time just nauseous. I just think it's from crying.
Okay. All right. Spirit wants you to just pay more attention to that because they really want you to make sure that you're eating and do what you need to do to care for your stomach so that you can avoid a problem. Again, I'm not a doctor. They're just showing me that there's gray energy. The gray energy means that there's a problem there. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be emotional. But Spirit is saying that you really want to pay attention to your stomach and not allow yourself to get nauseous. Keep some food in there. Don't allow yourself to get worn down because you're really wearing.
Eating right.
Okay, you're not eating right. So they want to draw that attention to the stomach area, and they want you to take care. You know, when we don't put food in, then the acid begins to run amok, and it causes problems in the stomach later. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I do know that Spirit wants you to pay attention to that. And that was their very important message. I know Mike covered so much for you, so I hope that that message from Spirit can be of assistance to you. And I'm going to ask, if with your permission, I'm going to ask that Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, surrounds you, and Mother Mary is coming around as well. So they want to offer you some comfort and some healing energy. So if I may, I'm going to just send you that energy right now. Just be open to receive it. And take a breath. Okay. All right. And we send you light and love, my dear. And this all, too, will pass, and you will be able to function and just feel better. Day by day. I know no one will replace your husband, but you will feel stronger and better, all right? God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Well, all I can say is thank you very much for calling. Thank you for allowing me and Sarah to be the ones who's able to communicate and to bring that love forward. And remember, you know, the Spirit will always walk with you, Jill, and know that you know, your husband will always be there with you. Please remember, call into the show any other time. You're more than welcome.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
I applaud you for having the courage and strength to do that, because I know myself it's very difficult. But Jill, know that he's there with you. Please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
That's always such a difficult thing, Mike, when someone we love so much is on the other side, and we just don't know that they're so close to us. So it's always sad to hear someone feeling so discomfort.
You know, though, Sarah, I think to myself sometimes that even though that's people like Jill, and bless her heart, you know, that it must take so much out of someone to pick up the phone and receive of what they're looking for. And even though that there's upset there, you know, I think that there must be so much part of that of like a relief to know that they're living on in that dimension called the spirit world. And, you know, I'm so honored, Sarah, and I know that you are so honored to know that I'm able to build that bridge, build that connection, build that communication. And, you know, nothing makes me feel happier of when I connect to Spirit, Sarah.
And me as well. And it's such an honor, because people entrust with yourself and with me some of the most intimate emotions that they experience as a human being. And we have the opportunity to guide them through that, whether it be in a celebration or in sadness, as the previous caller. At least we have that opportunity, and it's really a privilege that they choose us to share that emotion with, so that we can hold their hand and lead them through it. It's always an honor.
And guide them, you know, because it's to me, it's like the first steps, isn't it? You know, the first steps of building that communication. And as I said, I can't describe words. Words cannot describe the feeling I have every single time they connect. Sarah, I know I'm going to go and play another song right now, because I need to catch my breath, because my running around here. Now, Sarah, I've been thinking of songs, and I hope that you're going to like this one.
Okay.
And the music is selected for someone tonight, because I'm not going to say why. The music is selected for someone tonight, and that someone knows who that someone is. That sounds a bit of a mouthful, doesn't it, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me just press this play button and see what happens.
Okay.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, and I swear like the shadow that's by your side. The questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry though. I absolutely adore that song.
It's a beautiful song.
You know, it was hit out charts quite a few years ago, and I thought to myself, I have to play that song tonight. And you know, our last caller, I think that song would have related so much to her as well. So, yeah, I absolutely adore that song. But Sarah, I know that well, you're such a busy lady. I know that you have to leave us now, don't you?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have another commitment, and I was just so happy to share time and space with you and be a part of Mike Spirit FM today.
Sarah, it's always a pleasure to have you. And No, as I said, we are not strangers, far from the woods. And if there's any time that you can come back on, we welcome here. And in April, we'll sort out April and May.
Yes, we'll figure out when you're going to come. Absolutely, we'll sort it all out.
We'll sort it all out. But Sarah, it's Facebook, Sarah Spiritual, and
yes.
Website is
www.sarahspiritual.com. That's SARAH spiritual.com. And I'm here in West Palm Beach, sunny Florida, and we're just loving the weather here. The hurricane just passed over us, but I know it's heading up the northeast coast, so we don't know what's going to happen next. So our love, light, and prayers from the south, we send it up north, and may the storm that we have coming just pass everybody by and everyone remain safe, because it's been a rough storm down here.
Okay. Well, Sarah, my thoughts are with all those that, that storm is going to hit. And as I say, I hope it veers off very soon. But let's hope it doesn't veer off to Norway, because as you know, in just over a week's time, I'll be going to Norway on my Norwegian tour, and I'm so looking forward to that. And, never know what happens in the future, Sarah.
Never know. Never know.
Let's just say, Norway, USA, who knows?
Who knows? Paris, France.
Who knows? Sarah, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
I say goodbye. But not forever, but just for now. And we'll chat with you soon, Sarah. Thank you very much for coming on and being my guest tonight.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you to all your listeners. And, I love everyone. And God bless you all. And may all your wishes and dreams come true.
Thank you very much. Sarah, I'm going to continue on doing these readings. For me, I'll say good day to you, Sarah. And hope you have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful Sarah Spiritual there down in West Palm Beach, Okie Tobie Boulevard. And when I was over in America, and I put in the postcode or zip code to say they come up Okie Tobie Boulevard, I couldn't stop laughing because I thought to myself, what a wonderful name of a place, Okie Tobie Boulevard. Okay, let's go back on with the callers. And I know I've already screened this call. I'm not going to try and pronounce the name because I've put it in probably wrong. It's area code 618. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello. I apologize. Do I put your name in and then we lost your name? And then I thought, oh, I knew what it was. And then I put it in wrong and I thought, I'm going to get myself into trouble. So it's easy if I just put a number. What was your name? Sorry.
So it's Venera. V-E-N-E-R-A.
Ah, Venera. Hi, Venera. Well,
hi. I'm so glad I finally got through. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for many shows.
Well, Venera, you've got me all on your own, so I'm going to try and get through as many of these. I know I've got lots of callers lined up. I want to play another song if I can. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, in Illinois.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, let me make a connection. Was that the reason that you called in for a communication?
Yes, although I'm a little bit nervous because my grandma just passed away, and I don't know how to work in the spirit world, but I wouldn't want to disturb her, if that means disturbing her, because, they say that...
Okay, let me just go on. You're never going to disturb the spirit world, okay? Because you've got to think this way, okay?
Okay.
If the spirit world makes a communication to me, how will we possibly disturb them? Okay? Just think of it that way. If they come through, it's because they want to be here. They want to be with us, okay? I know that the spirit world always wants to be with us. Now, there's no guarantee your grandmother will come, but let me make my connection here, and we'll see where we're going. And... see, I do have somebody here that, again, I feel as if I'm shaken here, okay? So I know I've got a lady in the spirit world that would have suffered with either, nerves or whether that her hands are shaking, so whether it's, a disease or Parkinson's. I don't know what it is, but I know that she's shaking as I'm making a connection here with her. I know that she's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body before she passes. I know that she makes me aware that she would have suffered with this for quite some time. She lost a bit of weight as well, bless her, before she passes on to the spirit world. So do you understand of this lady for me?
Well, the shakiness kind of throws me off, to be honest with you, because I don't know that this isn't necessarily my grandmother, but it could be someone else. So,
okay, but you said she would have lost a little bit of weight and know that she would have
been... Yes, she did. She just wasn't eating at all.
Okay,
she was not eating. She was just smoking.
Okay, try not to give me any information, mind, because it's my job to prove to you that I have these people with me, okay? And I know that as she comes through here, that she makes me aware that she would have loved her creature comforts, okay? Because I can see her sat in this chair, I can see the TV in front of her, and I believe that that's where she would have spent the latter part of her life, is confined and restricted. I know that there would have been lots of people that would have tried to support this lady, it would have been lots of people that would have tried to help her before she passed, but she makes it okay that, you know, it's almost as, as if she gave up towards the end. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, bless her heart. Well, you know, I'm still seeing this shaking, okay? So whether that was right at the end, I don't know. But would you understand if I said to you that somebody would have held this lady's hand just before she passed on to the spirit world, because she says to me about the touch. Somebody held my hand just before I passed on to the world of light. Did you understand of this?
I guess, you know, there were people there. Yeah, maybe my aunt. I wasn't there when she passed. Okay. She's not in U.S. She passed in my country. So okay. I wasn't there, but I think that makes sense.
Okay, perfect, because I know I've got this lady here, so I've got your grandmother that wants to make a connection here with you, okay? And would I be right in saying that your grandmother's character, she was a laid-back kind of a lady, quite of a loving kind of a lady of when she was here with us. Do you understand of that?
When she was when? Because she was, okay, this is my grandma. My grandma was very, very energetic and dynamic and in her lifetime, very busy woman.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, that she was a laid-back, a loving kind of lady in her character. She would have loved life more than life itself, because I know that she would love to do things for people. She would have loved to help people. She would have loved to hold you, because I just want to hold you at the minute. I want to just hug you tight. Now, in Wales, where I'm from in the UK, we call it a cutch. And I know that not a lot of people know what the word cutch is, but the word cutch is hugging you, okay? I know that's how this lady comes through. She wants to just hug me so tight at the moment to let you know that she's around your vibration. She says to me about drying up those tears now, okay? And she says, we understand of the grief. We understand of the grief that you have for her since she has passed. But she says, come on, dry up those tears, because I'm right by the side of you. And I'm right by the side of everyone else that mattered to her. And I believe in this life that if she had somebody that mattered there to her, she'd always be of a support to them. And I believe that's what she's doing with you right now, being of a support, being of a comfort there to you, because you need that in your life at the moment. Because I know that there's things going on in your life at the moment that you feel... what's the right word? You feel restricted about yourself, as if your hands are tied. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And she talks to me here about that the more that you feel disappointed about this, the more that you feel let down, because I know I want to say to you that almost as if, like, if only we had a bit more support of those that should be supportive of us, then life would be a lot smoother there for us. Do you understand of that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
See, because she says to me, since she's been in the spirit world, she's been able to look at things from like a bird's eye view, you know, and that's the wonderful thing about being in the world of spirit. They're able to come back, connect with us, help us, and sort things out there and do
how is she?
And
is she okay there?
Most definitely. Otherwise, she wouldn't have come through, okay? And that doesn't mean the ones that don't come through is not okay, but she's okay because she's with me. She's happy. She's content, okay?
I felt very, very bad about her passing, because I always felt like it's just we didn't expect it, and we expected that she would live longer, and I was very mad at the diagnosis and the kidneys, and so I felt like the doctors just, you know.
Enough for, yeah, okay, you know that she's perfectly well in the spirit world. I know that there's another question on your mind, and that was she met? Did she go on her own? She was met as she made her step home to the spirit world. There was somebody there to meet her. Now she says to me, there was a gentleman that met me, a gentleman that suffered with his legs before he passed, because I know I want to bend down and rub my legs at the moment. I know that this gentleman is quite rounded in his features there. I believe that there's... He looks quite funny, because I know that he's missing his teeth. He's just got a few teeth and I want to say at the bottom of when he was young, that's another, he wouldn't have liked false teeth or he wouldn't wear them or something because he's just got a few teeth of his own. I believe that he passed early on in life as well. He didn't reach a fantastic age because he's telling me 58. I was 58 when I passed. Do you understand the gentleman in the spirit?
No, I'm a little confused about that. I don't know who he is.
Okay, well, he's with her, okay? Find out about him because I'm being told that he was there to meet her, know whether it's her dad or her partner or like a brother or something.
Yeah. Oh, maybe brother. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, out about him because he's there with her, okay, and I want
okay.
to say that she was met, okay, and she's most pleased to know that she's able to come through and build a communication this way. So know that your grandma's around you, know that she's sends a lot of love, a lot of healing there your way to you, and just know that she walks in life or walks through life by the side of you. Does that help you?
That's good. I was also wondering about relationships. Like, does she think I'm ever going to get married? Or, because I just wonder about that a lot. It's been dedicated to my career, and it's been really hard for me in the U.S. Although I've moved along a lot. It's just, for my success, I've had to go through so much hurdles, and I'm wondering now about relationships.
Okay. Well, as I'm asking her that question about a relationship, are you ever going to settle down and get married? Okay. She says to me that you've always been focused. You've always had to keep things clear in your mind. Now, I do believe that there is someone that you know that's around your life that you're quite close to or you want to be quite close to. Do you understand of this?
Yes, there could be two people.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know that this one, now, the one is short and the one is taller, is that right?
No, they're both tall.
Okay. She says to me the taller one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I believe that one can make us happy, okay? And I
Well, is he like a blonde or dark?
Okay. He's the darker one. He's the darker one. So know that she recognizes that. I'm not going to say to you, yes, you're going to get married and you're going to have five or six children. He can make you happy. That's what I'm being told to say to you. Okay, he can make you happy. So if it is that you feel it's time to move on with your life and time to settle down, know that that opportunity is there for you. Okay, and she says to me that nothing would please her more to see you with that big smile on your face, something that would make your heart beat faster, because that's what she talks about. Okay, do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, as I said, you know, please come over to Mike Spirit FM and download a copy of that reading, and I'll say thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks,
bye,
Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and let me go straight back to the phone lines, and I do believe I have Tammy here. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Tammy. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
From Texas, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Tammy?
Well, I just wanted to see if I could connect with my grandfather to get advice, basically, on how to assist my family during this time.
Okay. Well, again, now I'll say to you, Tammy, as I said to every other caller, that we can guarantee those to come through that we want, but I'll do my very best there for you. Is that okay?
That's great. Thank you.
See, now the first image I've got and the first gentleman I'm seeing that walks towards me here is a gentleman that's got a pipe in his mouth. And as he has this pipe in his mouth, I don't believe he smoked it all the time or I don't believe that he... But he just had it. It's just there, okay? Now, I know as he comes through that he makes me aware to say to you that he loved the outdoor kind of life. He loved being outside. He loved the fresh air. He loved everything about outside. He talks to me here about his garden. He had to keep things pristine. So I know that he loved his garden and loved keeping it nice and tidy and nice and clean and always presented it in a nice way. So do you understand of a gentleman like this for me in the spirit world?
Yes, I do.
And would I be right in saying to you that as I'm aware of this gentleman, he makes me aware to see to you of when he passed home to the spirit world. Again, it was quite sudden with him because he says to me, I just went and it was quick. So you would understand that of his sudden passing home to the spirit world there, is that right?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And this would be your granddad that you want to come through, is that right?
Yes.
Because he nods to me, and I'm saying to him, well, are you the right one that you want? And he nods to me, And he nods yes, okay? So I know that I've got your granddad, and bless him as he comes forward here. He just wants to just settle with you. And, you know, he's just got the biggest smile on his face, knowing that he's able to make this communication here today. And as he has this big smile across his face, he wants me to say to you that that smile is for you, because he sees things have changed in your life of late. And he says to me about walking tall, don't bow your head anymore. Do you understand why I would say that to you, Tammy?
Yes, I do.
Because he says to me, you've bowed your head for way too long now. It's time for us to lift up our chin, because there's nothing for us to bow our heads about. He says to me that you have all the qualities in life that he loves about you, okay? You have all the qualities in life that he loves about you. And he says to me about not changing for anyone or for anything. Do you understand why you would say that there, Tammy?
Yes, I do.
And he says to me that you've been, and excuse the expression, like banging your head against a brick wall, trying to find out what should I do, where should I go from here. And he says to me, the one place you should do is stay exactly where you are, because he is, as I said, he has a big smile because he's happy there for you at this moment in your life. You'd understand this, yeah?
Well, I do, yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, Tammy, I know that he just comes through, and as I said, he's so happy. He's so elated to be with you here today, okay? Now, why would I say to you there about, there's other things he wants to talk to you about, things that, where's the blood tests? Who's having the blood tests?
My father.
Okay, because he says to me, and, you know, he changes the key of his voice. He says, oh, tell her about the blood tests. And, you know, that's been such a worry for you, Tammy, hasn't it, of late?
Yes, it has.
And I know it's been pulling you down, and okay, now I understand why he says to me about he's always going to be there, because he needs to be. Because of where this has been pulling you down, it's taken from this happiness in your life, and it's like making the happiness come down, because I know that the with your father, you know, I know that you're working so hard to make things right with your dad. You're trying everything, and you're doing of your best, and I believe your happiness is this has come out all wrong. Not that your happiness is sinking because of your dad, but your energy is more concentrated on your dad than your happiness at the moment. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does. And I've been very aware of that and trying to change it.
Because I know it's like as if I can see a set of scales, and it's like as if your happiness is coming down and your energy is created more with your dad at the minute, because we need to... See, what he talks to me about, we need to find a balance. Okay, and as we find that balance there, Tammy, that then we'll be able to be excited for this excitement and be there for dad, because I know that we need to create that balance, you know. And there's so many other things going on in your life that's trying to pull you away from you know, doing the things that you love to do the most. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
See, I just was looking for some help with that.
Okay.
Trying to find balance.
Well, your granddad has come through because he knows that you need that balance. He knows that you need that help. He knows all of these things that's going around in your vibration and in your life. And I know that your granddad is going to be there for support. He's going to be there as a guidance. He's going to be there as an upliftment there to you. Excuse me. Why does he want to, like, it sounds strange, but he wants to rub his fingers down my forehead at the minute. Would have your granddad always like to play with your hair or something?
It was very curly when I was younger, and he would play with the girls.
Ah, perfect, because I know that he rubs his fingers down my head, down my forehead. I haven't got much hair left, my Tammy, okay? I'm whispering that to you. That's a bit of a secret now. I can't believe I just said that live on air. But but I know I want to say to you that he just rubs his fingers down my forehead, and it's like as if I just want to play with your hair. So if that's something that your granddad did, then isn't that a perfect bit of information to say to you that I'm communicating with him right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
He says to me about... Okay. Why do I want to say to you about the mirror? Now, in your home, you have a mirror that's quite like oblong shape. Is that right? It's quite long, not as tall.
Yes.
Okay. Is that mirror tilted to the one side a little bit there, Tammy, at the moment?
I'd have to go look.
Well, when you do, okay? Remember I've said it to you from your granddad, because he says to me about it's tilted. And I know, again, it's just his way of saying to you, look, I'm around your vibration. You know, I know he could spend hours upon hours of working with you, but I'm going to leave his love there with you, okay? And honestly, thank you very much for allowing me to have the privilege of working with you. And do, you know, remember, do come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to find a copy of your reading. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Okay, let me go to the next caller. And I do believe I have area code 714. Hi, area code 714. Can I take your name, please?
Daddy, can you give me a knife, please?
No.
Please.
Okay, I think we'll put 714 back on hold. And we'll go to our next caller, which is 919. Hi, area code 919. Can we take your name, please? Hello, area code 919. Okay, we'll pop you back on hold as well. Okay, now I'm all confused, you know. 707. Can we take your name, please?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. I was thinking that nobody wanted to speak to me then, Kathleen, and I thought I'd have the last 20 minutes of me just chatting away to everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay, before you ask me any questions, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Oh, yes, you can. California.
Absolutely.
Northern California.
Wonderful. You know, one day, Kathleen, I will make it to California.
Oh, good.
I hope so. I hope so. Okay, so what was your question there, Kathleen?
My husband and I both keep seeing the number 4 in dreams, in adding up on the clock, and we're just curious. We don't understand.
Okay, Kathleen, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? And, you know, I can certainly ask them that question.
Okay.
But if that's okay, Kathleen, I can do that for you and make the connection, see where we go. Is that okay?
That's good.
Okay. Kathleen, I do believe I have a lady that, I want to see your mum. Your mum is in the spirit world, yeah?
No.
Okay. Hang on a minute, because I've got a lady that I want to see mum with, okay? Let me describe this lady to you and we see where we're going, because sometimes mum comes close like grandmums, okay? So let me work with this lady. I believe I want to say to you that the latter end of her life that she would have been restricted to a bed or a chair or something, because I know I can see her sat down. She wants me to lie down as well as I'm with her. I know that I'm aware of machinery that starts to beep in the background there, Kathleen, so I know that there's a hospital connection. So whether she passed in the hospital or she was in and out, I don't know. But I know that there's a connection to do with hospitals. She makes me aware that she was on her own for a little while before she passed, which means that her partner either went before her or she didn't have a partner in this life. Now, I know that she connects to your mum's side, because I know that she comes on my mum's side of the family here. Do you understand of her?
Maybe my stepmom.
Ah, perfect.
Eve.
Okay, because that's why she says mum. So if it's your stepmom, perfect. So I know I've got this lady that's with me. I want to give you a bit more information on it to clarify it. Now, would I be right in saying that you must have got on well with your stepmom? Is that right?
Not towards the last 5 years.
Okay. Let's erase the last 5 years a minute, but you got on well with her?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she talks to me about that there was a bond there between you, okay? There was a loving bond. And she talks to me here about the latter part of your life. Now, where you said that you didn't really get on with her. Now, if I said to you that... okay, I don't want to get myself into trouble here or anything of the sort, but would I be right in saying to you that the latter part of your life, you didn't really bother too much with her? Is that right?
Not really.
Why did she talk to me of the distance?
Because there was distance in between the mileage.
Ah.
And then there was just not a lot of communication after my dad died.
Okay. Right, now I understand. Okay, because she says to me about that there was a distance, okay, and there was like a wedge that was between you, okay? So if there wasn't a lot of communication after your dad passed away, then that's why she talks about this wedge in between you that like kind of pushed you apart, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that even though she's passed on, she's in the spirit world, she can still come through and make a connection there with you. And she says to me that, you know, it's like as if I want to make up for lost time. I want to take that wedge away from you, okay? Because she said that she always would have tried her best in this life, whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing, it doesn't matter. She'd always tried her best, and that's what she's trying to do in the spirit world. Now, I'm asking her about the number four. Why do we keep seeing the number four, and what's the number four important, okay? Now, I'm being told the fourth month is important to you, so what, that's...
April.
Okay, I've got to work it out, and I should have a calendar in front of me, shouldn't I? April, what's to do with the April month?
I don't know.
Okay, then let me break it down, because I'm saying, oh, what's to do with the April? And she says to me, tell about the passing in April, so that you would understand there would be a passing in the month of April. Do you understand this?
Okay, yeah, there was a passing in the family in the month of April, my uncle.
Thank you. Okay, because I know that she talks to me about the passing in April. See, sometimes the spirit world just comes forward and gives us information that we understand. Okay, so your uncle, let me talk about your uncle. If
yes.
I said that your uncle would have been a very funny man, I want to say, without me being
yes.
disrespectful, and he would have always been the light and soul and always been up for the party. He would have always been the one that, you know, if there's a celebration, I'm coming. Do you understand
yes.
this?
Yes, exactly. That's it.
Perfect, because I know your uncle has just come around my vibration here, and he says to me that he went quickly. Do you understand of this?
Yes, very quickly.
And he talks to me about the shock,
the whale.
His passing was so upsetting for you and for everyone else, and we haven't really adjusted to the loss of your uncle going on to the spirit world yet. Is that right?
That's so correct.
Okay. See, because I know that's why I keep seeing, you know, the number four, it's the fourth month. That's the important. Know whenever you see this within your dream state, as you say, whether it's on a clock or whether it's on whatever, your uncle is there with you. You know, they have this unique way of communicating to let
it us makes know. So much sense now. Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's fine. Because I know that he's with you and he wants me to see this. What's to do? Okay. Is it your stomach at the moment that's giving you a bit of trouble?
I don't think so.
Well, who's the one around you that's having a bit of stomach issues?
My mom, a little bit of stomach problems, his sister.
Okay. Because I know I'm being told about, talk to her about the stomach problems, almost as if it's like a sharp pain that goes through my stomach every now and again. It lasts for maybe a few seconds, a few minutes, but then it goes. Do you understand of that?
I don't, but I'll check into it.
Okay, please check in that with your mum, because I'm being told about the stomach issue, and he just wants to address that at the moment, okay? Excuse me. So if your mum is having trouble with her stomach, know that her brother, your uncle in the spirit world, recognizes this, okay? He just stops and pauses. I don't know why he does that.
Because he's funny.
I'm like, help, please, somebody. And he's just being silent. See, that's what he would do, isn't it?
Actually, my dad would do that a lot.
Your dad would do that as well? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like,
I got a lot of people on the other side.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. It's like a double-decker bus. You're pulling up on the door for yourself. you know, because I want to stop and pause. And as I'm stopping and pausing, it's like, I'm waiting for him. Come on. And you know, I hate that waiting bit. You know, I really do. I think, come on, faster. But... you know, that just shows me the character-wise. So your dad is in the spirit world as well, and your dad is the one that I want to say to you, if this is your dad, I do apologize, we're going too fast, but if I've got your dad with me, your dad, if I said to you that he passed in his sleep state, would that make sense, did you?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I've got dad's energy that comes in here, because I know that I went quite peacefully, I went quite comfortably, I didn't feel so much of I didn't feel like they're suffering too much with your dad. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there was suffering, but the morphine counteracted it.
Yeah, because I know I didn't feel the suffering too much, okay? And when he went, it was just like a step from this life into the next life, like simply going through a doorway. And, you know,
right.
That's what it's like when we pass into the spirit. We just go to another dimension of life, what we call the spirit world. And I believe that as your dad makes a communication here, it's like if he wants to come back right now and just be with you and just support you and be around your vibration, okay? Know that your dad is there, your uncle is there. And as I said, you know, and as you said to me, there's lots of them there, and there really is. Why would I say that to you about the TV, is the TV been, the controls on the TV, have they been playing up then or something? Or the buttons are sticky or something?
No.
Well, I want to say that I've got the TV controls in my hand, okay? Not that I have, I've got nothing in my hand really, but that's where they want to place in my hand, like a TV buttons. And I want to say that it's like as if it's sticky and I have to really push hard. Remember I've said it to you, okay?
Okay.
You know, when it happens, know that that's your dad's and your uncle's characterism just going, ha, 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 making me laugh, okay? Because I know that's what they come to do.
Okay.
Bring up this Monday to you. But I will say thank you very much for calling.
You're please, welcome.
And do download a copy of your reading in the archives, and I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye. Okay, now, before I go to the next call, I want to play you one more song. As you know, on the Mike Spirit FM, particularly on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, I like to play three. So let me just press this and hope you like it.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make.
And that was a wonderful Miley Cyrus, The Climb. Okay, we still got 11 callers in, and I've got 6 minutes left. I know I need to play this for you.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikesword.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikesword.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikesword.fm.
The home of the People Psychic.
That was my three beautiful kids doing that little jingle for me. So remember, Mike Spirit FM, if you want a private reading with me, simply log on mikespirit.fm. That's the website of www.mikespirit.fm and click the Request a Reading button. I'm going to go to one more caller and I'm going to go to area code. We're going to try area code again, 207. Hi, area code 207. Are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
It's Patty.
Patty, hi, Patty. Can I ask you the reason to call in for?
I just wanted to see if there was any message from my mother in spirit.
Okay. Now, I'll say to you the same as I've said to almost every other caller tonight, that I can't always guarantee that the ones we want to come through will come through, but I will do my very best.
I understand. That's
okay.
Fine.
Thank you. Okay. okay. Thank you. Okay, see, I've got a lady that draws close, and I know that she's a lady that's quite a well-built lady before she passes home to the spirit world there. I know that she's a lady that would have liked to been active throughout her life. She would have liked to keep herself busy because she makes aware that there was quite a lot of her family that she would have needed to be busy. So I know that she was always a busy lady in her character-wise. But I know as I'm seeing her face, she's quite rounded. She's quite a nice, nicely built lady in her face as well, quite rounded there. A lady that, I want to say, a heart of gold, this lady had. She always had time for you. She always had time for everyone. She always had a lot of energy to give to people when she was here with us. She would always support everyone. So do you understand about that, please?
Yes, I do, yes.
That's your mum, yeah?
Yes, sounds like my mother.
Perfect.
Okay. Very busy. Lots of children to tend.
Every time I connect and the ones that you want to come, it makes me feel so special. It really does, you know, because I've got your mum's energy and I know that she wants me to say that right now in your vibration, right now in your life, you need her love by the side of you. You need her vibration by the side of you because you need that support offered. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do, yes.
Because she tells me that where that support is needed, it's because there's something that's happened in your life of late that you feel you need that bit of extra help right now. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, and she says to me that she's going to be there to be that support there to you. She's going to be there for that guidance. She's going to be there for that help. Now, I know that she talks to me as well here about... if I said to you that you've been confined in someone... but you feel as if it's fallen upon deaf ears. Does that make sense there to you?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
That you feel that you've been confined in someone, but it's been fallen upon deaf ears. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yes.
Okay, because she talks to me about that the one that you're confined in, you feel you're getting nothing back from, even though that they are trying to support you, but they can't quite support you as much as your mum would have when she was here with us. And she says to me, since she's been in the spirit world, she wants to give you the same support, the same encouragement now, as she always did in this life, okay? So know that your mum is around you. Know that she's around your vibration. Know that she will do her very best there for you. But for some reason, your mum says to me about that there's someone leaning upon you at the moment. There's someone leaning upon you in a way of they need your support. Do you understand of this?
I'm not quite sure of that.
Okay. Well, I know that our time has run out very quickly here, but there's someone around your life that needs your support. There's someone younger than you in your vibration right now, is that right?
I have a lot of younger siblings around me at the moment, not in the immediate household, but in the area, yes.
Okay, because I know that there's someone that needs your support, okay? So if that's something that's going to come, remember I've told you about it. As you've just shared our message, I have to come to a close there. Please do call back in, and I'll say thank you very much, and please download a copy of your reading in the archives. I'll say thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. God bless. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we've come to the end of the show, and you know, I want to say that obviously there is a time difference now that because our times have gone back. Until the USA times go back as well, there is going to be a little bit of a difference in the show times. Please log on an hour earlier, because I think that our shows, all the shows on Mike Spirit FM, will be on an hour earlier. And I want to say thank you to all those that's still on hold. And I do apologize to each and every one of you that we're not going to have a chance to get to you. But, you know, for me and a wonderful guest earlier on, Sarah, I want to extend a big thank you to Sarah and say for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.